Hello and welcome back to Thoughts of an Elenard. As always, it is me, your host, Eleanor the Elenard, and today I am here with my little brother John.
Hi!
So, as you probably know, today is Mother's Day, the day where we celebrate all of our moms. It is always the second Sunday in May, and yeah, it's a day for you to celebrate your mom and your grandma, and I don't know, maybe your great-grandma, if you have an aunt with a little cousin. It's a day to celebrate all moms. Okay, so, as always, it is Mother's Day today, but there are also some really weird and interesting holidays that are also today. So, let's see. John, do you want to read these?
Yes. National Lost Sock Memorial Day, National Moscato Day, National Butterscotch Brownie Day, National Sleepover Day, and of course, Mother's Day.
Which is always the second Sunday in May. Okay, let's go over National Sock Memorial Day. So, May 9th recognizes a fun and unique holiday, National Lost Sock Memorial Day. It's a time to say goodbye to all of those single socks, the ones where their mates have been lost to the unknown. Where do all of the missing socks go? Is there a washing machine heaven? This is a question that people have been trying to solve for many centuries. An answer may never be found to this problem, and life will go on. How sad to have lost such a close-knit friend. There's a little joke for you. So, what do you think about National Lost Sock Memorial Day, John?
I think it's cool. Of course, I've lost a ton of socks, and I had no idea this was a thing. I'm probably not gonna do it, but
yeah, I had no idea that this was a holiday either, so, you know. Okay,
learning things every day.
Yeah. Okay, so here are some ways that people celebrate National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Okay, so National Lost Sock Memorial Day reminds you that it's time to move on. Let go of those lost socks. Clean out all of your left behind socks. Here are some ways that you can use those socks that there's only one of them. So, let's see. There is making sock puppets.
Turn them into dust rags.
Choose to never wear matched socks again. That one's a little funny.
Turn them into chew toys for pets.
Make wrist warmers.
Make sock monkeys. I love sock monkeys.
Fill them with beans and use them for your cornhole game. Ooh, that sounds fun. We might have to do that later today.
Fill with rice and make a doorstop.
And open up both ends of a long sock to make a plastic bag holder. Now that sounds like one that could also help the environment. So let's see. So if you have any ideas on how to use some old socks, or if there are any ways that you have used old socks, you can email me or leave me a voice message.
And I have a funny song I just thought of. Baby lost sock.
Yeah, okay.
Where are my parents? Where's my sister?
That's funny. That's my little brother who always hilarious. So if you have any ideas on how you could use some of your old socks on National Lost Sock Memorial Day, you can email them to me or leave me a voice message, and the information to do that will be at the end of the episode. Okay, now next, National Moscato Day. Let's see, John, do you know what Moscato is?
No, I have no idea. I think it's some sort of drink because of the picture on this thing.
Yeah, so it is a type of wine. So, Moscato, or Muscat in Italian, is one of the oldest known varieties of grapes grown in the world. So, the Moscato grapes range in colors from white to almost black. Its flavor varies, too, from sweet to dry. So, it's since it is such a versatile grape, it can be used in so many ways and can taste so many different ways. Winemakers use it a lot, from sparkling and dessert wines to dry and floral wines. So, Moscato can also pair well with steak, and will go well with fresh fruit and a sharp cheese plate. So, fun fact, in February of 2012, it was reported that Moscato wine became the third most popular white wine consumed within the United States.
Okay. Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah,
me neither. Since I have no idea what Moscato is.
Okay, so, how are some ways that people celebrate National Moscato Day? So it says the people often just meet up with friends and drink some Moscato, or they prepare a nice plate of fresh cheese and fruit. And obviously you cannot meet up with your friends this year, unless you guys are all fully vaccinated, but it's something to look forward to in the future. So, yeah, obviously, all of the younger listeners, this is not something that you can celebrate, but to any adults watching...
Yeah, I'm so not celebrating this.
Yeah, but to any adults watching, you can go and grab your favorite bottle of Moscato wine and take a drink.
Fun fact, this isn't about it, but my birthday is on May 14th, and I'm going to turn 9.
Yeah, so his birthday has been on Mother's Day a couple of times. So it's also been on National Lossoc Memorial Day and National Moscato Day. And our next national holiday, which is National Butterscotch Brownie Day.
Ooh, I love butterscotch.
He does love butterscotch, but have you ever had a butterscotch brownie?
No, I have not, even though I love butterscotch and brownies.
In fact, I don't think that I have had it either. I very well might have, but I'm not exactly sure what butterscotch brownies are, so let's go read this article. Okay, so National Butterscotch Brownie Day on May 9th each year recognizes a delicious treat, butterscotch brownies, also known as blondies or brookies.
Oh, I know what brookies are. Oh. I did not know that those were butterscotch brownies.
I know what blondies are, but I don't know what brookies are.
Yeah,
me but they're too. The same thing. Yeah, so it's a brownie and a cookie. And did you know that they made their debut? They were a thing before, like, your normal chocolate brownies were. Recipes date back to the 19th century and are made up of flour, brown sugar, butter, eggs, baking powder, and
vanilla.
That
is so weird. Why is it called a butterscotch brownie if brownie didn't exist?
Yeah, I guess brownies were probably a thing, but like chocolate brownies weren't. So that is interesting, and wow, I did not know that.
Wonder if there were vanilla brownies.
So these brownies taste delicious with a dollop of ice cream on top, which I think that like any warm brownie tastes great with some ice cream on top.
Yeah,
of it.
Especially if it's mint chip.
Which, fun fact, I do not like mint at all. So
she hates mint.
So my brother loves teasing me with that. Okay, let's see. So what are some ways that people observe Butterscotch Brownie Day? So it's simple. People just make butterscotch brownies. So I will put a link to a recipe from Taste of Home in the description for this episode so you can try these out. Okay, now, our last and final national holiday.
You may love this one. It's National Sleepover Day, but sadly, I don't think you can celebrate this one this year.
No, since you're not allowed to hang out with your friends, but it's something to look forward to next year. Okay, so on May 9th, National Sleepover Day provides an opportunity for people to just have fun and have a sleepover. So there are tons of awesome things that you can do in sleepovers, and friendly reminder, sleepovers are for boys and girls. Anybody can have a sleepover with
and a parent. A parent can even have a sleepover. Fun fact, I've caught my dad having a sleepover with my mom.
Okay.
Just kidding, they sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. So, let's see. What are some ways that people celebrate this? Well, that's kind of obvious. Celebrate with a sleepover. Bring out the pillows and comfy PJs, pop lots of popcorn, and pick out your favorite movies. There are a ton of amazing things to do at a sleepover. So, John, what are some things that you would do at a sleepover?
Oh, man, that stinks.
What are some things that you would do at a sleepover?
Some things I would do is probably like watch a movie that me and my friend that I'm sleeping over with would like.
Yeah.
Or that they're sleeping over at our house. I think. Like, yeah. But we like never have sleepovers at our house.
Okay. Yeah. So movies are a great ways. One thing that I would love doing is painting. That is always super fun. I also like when we make your own pizza or make your own tacos or stuff. Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah. Fun fact, tacos I love have meat.
I feel like a lot of tacos do. Okay, so
most tacos have meat. Unless you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Vegetarian so tacos, of course, don't have meat. Since, you know, vegetarians can't eat meat or they don't want to eat meat.
So, yeah, those were all of the holidays that we found. If there is a holiday that happens on May 9th, feel free to email me what that is. So, thank you so much, John, for talking to me about these holidays. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Yes, what I would like to add is, you know, did you know that Mother's Day isn't always on the 9th? So,
no.
That means that Mother's Day, a bunch of different holidays can be on Mother's Day, since Mother's Day changes by a day every single
year. And sometimes
year.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, oh, actually, no.
Yep.
It actually changes by, like, a lot of different things, because it's always the second Sunday of May. So, that's it from John. Now, let's go.
I like eating ice.
Oh, actually, wait, one more thing. So, as my special guest today, you get to choose what the question of the episode is.
I'm going to spit out this ice first.
Okay, so what should our question be this episode?
I think our question should be, what are you planning to get for your mom?
Or what did you get for your mom for Mother's Day? Or what is, like, a fun thing that you do every year for Mother's Day? Or,
like, today we're doing a whole water balloon thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, and yeah. Well, thank you for listening to me and my brother talking. If you heard any background noise, our washing machine was going, and we have animals and other people in this house. So, yeah. As always, my answer to this episode's listener question will be answered in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed. And if you would like to answer any of the questions that we asked today, you can either email me at thoughtsofanellanerd@gmail.com. That is thoughtsofanellanerd@gmail.com. Or you can go to anchor.fm/elanor-the-elanerd/voice message. And you can send in a short little clip of you either saying something that you like about our podcast or answering one of the questions. Thank you so much for listening to this month's episode of Thoughts of an Eleanard. Sorry that this is our first episode in a while. I compete in this thing called Science Olympiad. And we were having, like, two competitions a month. And so that only left one week a month, sometimes two, where I could do this. And so it was really difficult. But now that season is over. And so, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I hope to see you next month.